This learning module is entitled The Windows Control Panel. This lesson introduces you to several dialogues within the control panel and discusses how certain control panel options may affect your computer's overall performance and the way JAWS responds depending on how these options are set. The control panel is a place you may wish to visit because it allows you direct access and control over many of the systems in your computer. My focus is on the desktop, and I have one program running, which is JAWS. You can open the control panel from more than one location on your computer. I'm going to discuss two ways of activating the control panel. I'll briefly discuss the first option and then demonstrate the second. The first way of opening the control panel is to open the Start menu. You open the Start menu by pressing the left Windows key. Then, select the Settings submenu by pressing the letter S. There, you will find the Control Panel menu option. Press Enter to open the control panel. Now, if you performed the above steps, close control panel with Alt plus F4. Then press the Windows key plus the letter M to minimize any open applications and put your focus back on the desktop list view. Now, I'm going to demonstrate the second way of opening control panel. From the desktop, I'm going to choose My Computer by pressing M until it is announced.
M My Documents. M Microsoft Outlook. M Magic 62 Patch X. M My Computer.
There it is, My Computer. I'll press Enter to open the My Computer window.
Enter. My computer list view not selected 3-1 app floppy left parent A:\right parent 3-1 app inch floppy disk 1 of 15. To move to items use the arrow keys.
JAWS announced that I've landed in the list view and that my 3.5 floppy is the first choice in this list view. Right now it's unselected. My computer contains a list of all the computer's drives and the control panel. It also sometimes contains a printers folder and a place for you to configure your dial-up networking. Your computer may contain some different items. I want to select and open Control Panel. Because I'm in a list view, I can simply press the letter C for Control Panel to move to the Control Panel. I'll press the letter C now.
C Control Panel.
Control Panel is now selected. I'm going to press Enter to activate it.
Enter list view not selected accessibility options 1 of 26. To move to items use the arrow keys.
JAWS announced that I've landed in a list view and the first item is unselected. You also heard the number of items in your control panel. Remember, each computer may have a different number of items, so yours may be different than what you heard on the tape just now. The selections vary depending on the operating systems and the software you have installed on your machine. Because this is a list view, the main areas of control panel are arranged in alphabetical order. Before I give you a tour of the control panel, I want to make two adjustments, one to our list view by turning it into a detailed list, and the first, which I'm going to do now, is to maximize this window. You can maximize the window by opening the Application Control menu and selecting the Maximize option. I'll press the Alt plus the Spacebar key combination now.
Alt space menu active, restore unavailable. To move through items, press up or down arrow R.
Next, I'll press the letter X to select the Maximize menu item and Maximize Control Panel. This will also close the menus.
X leaving menus.
Now our window is maximized. Remember, the items you find in your control panel are here because you can investigate and or make direct changes to the various components and systems that make up your computer. By arranging this list view into a detailed list, you can hear a synopsis about the control panel item before opening it. I'm going to open the view menu now by pressing Alt plus the letter V.
Alt V. Menu active, toolbar submenu. To move through items, press up or down arrow T.
On this menu, there's a details option. The access key for the details choice is the letter D. I'm going to press the letter D now.
D, leaving menus.
Good. Our list view is now arranged in a detailed list. Each item is now followed by a brief description describing its operation. The first item in my control panel is accessibility options. To hear the description for accessibility options, simply press the JAWS key command to do a say line, which is insert plus up arrow. I'll press that key now.
Not selected accessibility options changes accessibility options for your system. 1 of 26.
So here, you can make changes related to accessibility issues, such as making modifications to your mouse, keyboard, or visual notices in place of sounds for individuals with hearing loss. I'll now point out three other areas within Control Panel that you might find useful. On your own, you may want to go through the list one by one and hear the description on each item. I'm going to use first letter navigation to move to the next item I'd like to show you. That's the date and time item. I'm going to press the letter D to move to that item now.
D, date slash time.
Next, I'll press Enter to open the date and time dialog.
Enter. Date slash time properties dialog. Date and time page month. Date combo box. August 8 of 12. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
The date and time properties dialog is a two-page, multi-level tab dialog box. The first page that we land on is the date and time page. The second page is the time zone tab page, and it allows us to make changes to the current time zone that we're in. Remember, you can change from page to page in a multi-level tab dialog box by pressing the key combination Control plus Tab. Sometimes, you will simply keep going in a circle and land back on the first tab page. However, in some of these dialog boxes, you may have to press Shift plus Control plus Tab to cycle backwards through the multi-level tab dialog boxes that don't wrap automatically. Okay, our focus is on the date and time page. If you are not there, press Control plus Tab now to get to this page. The first control on this page is a combo box that allows us to make changes to the month. I can navigate this combo box by pressing the down or up arrow keys, or by pressing the first letter of the month that I'd like to go to. I'll demonstrate that for you. I'm going to press the letter S to move to September.
S, September.
Next, I'm going to press the tab key to move to the next control.
Tab, year, date edit, spin box, 2001. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
So here we are on the year, and if I want to change the year, I could use the up or down arrow to move it backwards or forwards, one year at a time. I'm simply going to press Tab now to move to the next control.
Tab, calendar, 16.
This control is a picture of a calendar. You can use your up or down arrow key to move back or forward a week, or use your left and right arrow key to move a day at a time. Again, I'm just going to press Tab to move to the next control.
Tab, hour, 3. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
We've landed in the first control that makes up the clock. You can adjust the hours, minutes, seconds, and whether it's AM or PM separately. To make adjustments in one of these edit fields, you use the up and down arrow keys. I'm going to press Tab twice to let you hear some of these controls.
Tab, minute. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, 27. Tab, second, 34. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
There are some buttons also in this dialog box. The OK button, the Cancel button, and the Apply button. I'm going to press Alt plus F4 now to close this dialog box, because I don't want to make any changes to the date or time right now.
Alt F4, control panel, list view, date slash time changes date, time and time zone information, 4 of 26, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Just to be sure I haven't changed my date and time, I'm going to press a JAWS keystroke now. That keystroke to read the date and time is Insert plus F12 pressed twice quickly. I'll press that keystroke now.
Thursday, August 16, 2001.
Very good. So simply pressing Alt F4 took the same effect as the cancel button on the date and time dialog box. We've returned to the control panel list view, and once again our focus is on date and time. Some of the items in the control panel you may never use. I'm going to show you two other items within control panel that you may find interesting. The first is sounds. I'm going to move to the sounds by repeatedly pressing the letter S.
S sounds.
I landed on it the first time. However, some of you may land on other things such as scanners and cameras. Remember, since we've changed our list view to a detailed list, we can hear the description for this sounds item. I'm going to press the JAWS command to say current line, insert plus up arrow now.
Sounds changes system and program sounds 22 of 26.
The sounds control is something that you may want to take advantage of because it can provide some valuable audio feedback when certain system or program events occur. The last item I'd like to show you in Control Panel is Display. I'm going to press the letter D until I hear Display.
D, date slash time. D, display.
Again, you may have to press D more than once or twice to land on Display, but continuously pressing the first letter will eventually get you there. The Display option allows us to make changes to our display. We're finished with our exploration of the control panel for now. However, if you would like to stop the tape and explore the control panel on your own using the detailed list, please do so now. I'm going to close the control panel window by pressing Alt plus F4 now.
Alt F4.
And, to get back to a common location before starting the next module, I'll press the Windows key M to move to my desktop list view.
Left Windows M, desktop, list view, my computer, 1 of 14, to move the items use the arrow keys.